The book of Genesis is divided into 10 sections. And the sections are divided because everyone begins with this phrase, these are the generations of. And it goes through the generations. The first one, it starts in chapter 2, and it says, these are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. All the others are families. You see, without generation, there's no history. Without history, there's no working out of God's plan. Generation is sacred. Generation is sacred. The breaking out of God's plan is involved in generation, in history. Can you see the crime of abortion? See, generation is sacred. And so we trace the generations that led to God coming among us, in the flesh, coming among us. This is so awesome. First, Matthew says, this is the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham. Why Abraham and David? Because both of them were promised a son. And in that line comes Jesus, the son of Mary. And so he divides his schema here, 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 generations from David to the exile, 14 generations from the exile to the Christ. Now, it's a schematic thing, but he's trying to give us a sense, he's mediating to us, you see, how all of world history is governed by God. We have our wars, we have our murders, we have our sins, we have our good days, and God in his incredible mercy is guiding all that to Christ. And so that's what we're preparing for now, you see, this fullness of this plan. And think about it. God himself comes among us. This was all to prepare for Mary, who then, being the embodiment of Israel, as Israel, could give the world its Messiah and Savior. The first reading today is about Judah, the prophecy about Judah. What form was that kept in? We don't know, but it kept in the people, however, you know, his father prophesied over him. You just heard that, right? Jacob called his sons together, said, assembled and listen, sons of Jacob, listen to Israel, your father. And then he goes on to prophesy about his sons. Huh? And you, Judah, shall your brothers praise. Huh? You shall be the king. And so, it's very exciting to think. You see how precious marriage is, how precious generation is. This is the way God leads history. And in the midst of that, God himself, the very word of God, comes among us, born of the Virgin Mary. And that's what we celebrate. You see? This awesome plan of God. And so you see, what we're getting ready for now is to commemorate that. But commemorate doesn't mean like 4th of July or Independence Day or whatever. No, this means that the presence of the Lord is here again. He comes in a new and mystical way to his whole church, and therefore to the whole world. So it's right that the whole world should rejoice. Huh? Sing songs, have a party, give presents, it's right. But we have to help them realize what it's all about. It's not just to help Macy's balance their books. I hope they do. But it's so that God can be among us in and through our flesh. I live now, not I, Christ lives in me. They have to see Christ in us, you see, so that they'll get a glimpse of who it is who is among us. So that's how we start this week of preparation, this last week. Huh? And as you can imagine, there'll be some very exciting things to celebrate. And so, let the Lord prepare us. Let the Holy Spirit come and work in our hearts and ponder these gorgeous, beautiful gifts that the Lord gives us in these texts and in everything else, so that we're ready for the Lord among us. Huh? And as if that wasn't enough, as he was going to die for us, he left us this memorial of his passion. And it's not a memorial like, you know, let's think how nice that was. He's here. Here as much as he is in heaven. You understand? He's no more in heaven than he is right here. He comes differently. Because if he came in his glory, we'd be wrapped right out of ourselves. We'd die and go to heaven. And we're not supposed to go yet. So he comes in bread and wine to feed us. Lord, you are holy indeed, the fountain of all holiness. Let your Spirit come upon these gifts to make them holy, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before he was given up to death, a death he freely accepted, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again, he gave you thanks and praise. Gave the cup to his disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
In memory of his death,